taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of
music.
Music.
You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music, Edition 37.
We'll be right back. gonna make it right.
Wait a minute, I got something else for you.
Yeah.
check it out. Turn everything now. Gotta check it out. Somebody said, you wanna blow? Why not? I ain't got no place to go. Meeting the stars in funky bars. Shiny cars and backdoor locks. Trying to hype for any other type of ride. All the way down, let it ride. Check it out. Girl, you wanna blow? Why not? I ain't got no place to go. Heat a fleet up and go all the way down. Let it run.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to the Best Cuts of Music.
We're on audition number 30, Sorvin.
Yes.
Audition number.
Gosh. Audition 37.
I don't know what's wrong with me lately. I'm so exhausted.
Yeah, I know. I keep getting just migraines. My body's just wore out. It's doing 36 episodes.
Yeah, fate's been running a train on my ass.
Yeah, and that's what I need, a vacation.
I need a vacation. Yeah, yeah, I agree. We should go to the beach.
We should, man. That would be so nice. It just gets just so cooped up. I mean,
you know what I love about the beach?
What's that?
The ocean.
Yeah.
All the ocean there.
Yeah, that's the cool
part. So much ocean there.
I like jellyfish stings.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it lets you know you're alive.
Yeah, it lets you know you're at the beach. You don't get that at the swimming pool.
It's part of the experience.
Yeah.
Experience.
Uh-huh.
So let's go to the beach.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Hey, we're at the beach.
Wow, this is amazing.
I love the beach.
Fresh.
Isn't
beach
that beautiful?
Air is amazing.
I think that's from the salt.
I think so.
There's salt in the water.
Dang, it's just cleansing my pores as we speak.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm really excited about is hopefully my hair is going to turn a lighter shade of brown.
I know it. And my skin, look, just...
You're getting a nice bronze tan.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, you have to...
I'm Herculean.
You would normally pay money for that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not. It's for free. And also, we get to hear this amazing steel drum band for free.
God, I love steel drums.
I do. It lets me know that I'm at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And not somewhere else. You know what I like to drink at the beach? Only iced cocktails or, like, frozen shakes. Like margaritas, maybe?
Yeah.
Or coronas.
Pina coladas
and coronas.
I like a good Tom Collins, too.
Ooh. Excellent. Dangerous.
Or I might just go for my old standby, an old fashioned.
An old fashioned? Is that the name of it?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's a drink.
Excellent. You know what? My friend, funny story. One time my friend, I went to the beach with my friend, and he tried to drink. He wanted to drink a Coors Light. And I was like,
what's the point?
We're the beach, man.
Yeah.
You need to drink a Coors Light.
That's stupid.
Please have a Corona, because those are in all the commercials where they're drinking Corona with the lemons and stuff.
Sure. Or a Red Stripe.
Yeah.
Of course. Ridiculous.
Because that's from Jamaica, and that's where the beach is.
Uh-huh.
Man.
It's nothing but beaches.
Life's a beach.
Uh-huh. And then you dive.
You know, I can't decide what we should do first. If we should take that rent a moped and take a moped
tour of the island.
Or we could go rent a jet ski and ride that jet ski together.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah. And then go swim around in the corals.
Yeah, all the beach pictures I've seen, everyone's scuba diving by the corals.
Yeah.
And that would be amazing to do.
I've done that once before. And it was pretty amazing until I got to kind of a shallow area, and then this big wave kind of picked me up and threw me on top of the corals.
Wow.
And that stuff's pretty fucking sharp.
Yeah, yeah.
I had corals sticking out of my hands and my feet.
That's...
Some guy was yelling at me saying, "That's an endangered species, get off of there!" And I'm like crying. But other than that, fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
I saw octopi.
Wow.
And octocake. All manner of aquatic flora and fauna.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we never went to the beach. We would always just go to the lake, and I would pretend like I was at the beach. And so I would swim around in the depths of the lake and open my eyes.
Murky water.
Yeah, I would see
Dookie. And then you get dysentery.
Yeah. I'd see Dookie floating by. Sometimes it would touch my arm, drag against my arm.
Right.
That was gross. But
then you'd collect it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's kind of like...
Put it in your tackle box.
We don't... You know, I couldn't pick up seashells, so I would pick up sea shits.
Naturally. What is that old rhyme? She sells. Sea shits by the seashore.
Of course. Well, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous, gorgeous
classic
story. So, yeah, let's do these
the
tracks.
Tunes, yeah.
First song was 16-bit with In the Death Car vocal mix.
Mm-hmm. That was a nice island jam.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, and after that was Wide Vice by Carrier District. And I like Wide Vice. I prefer that much better to Fried Vice.
Of course.
Yes.
After that was Sixth Borough Project with Do It to the Max.
They did it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I did it in the Max once. The Saved by the Bell
Max?
Hangout.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. It was very sexy.
Mm, I did it in the TJ Maxx once.
That's very messy. That place is messy. Every time I go into TJ Maxx, all I want to do is just organize
things. It's like a third world country.
It is. It looks like a riot. Like, it looks like New Orleans after Katrina.
Uh-huh.
Katrina.
Certainly.
All the time.
Or Taiwan after the tsunami.
Right.
Photos look a lot like TJ Maxx.
Or...
Complete with random items from around the world.
Yeah. It's almost as if some, like, crazy traveler, you know, has gone around and just handpicked different things from different areas of the country, mm-hmm. and then put it in the back of TJ Maxx.
Like, right.
Weird didgeridoos and African masks and
certainly
Oriental rugs.
It looks like it's made out of wood, but it's really like plastic. It's like shellac.
I bet right now at TJ Maxx they have one of those big suitcases with all the stickers on it from the different places.
Yes, I was thinking yesterday how much I want that and how you never ever see that anymore. It's not a thing anymore, but we still imagine that as being...
That's luggage.
Yeah.
Even though they don't put stickers of things on luggage.
Countries don't offer stickers anymore.
No,
so
I wish.
You go there, you can slide them on your suitcase.
Paris, it's got the Eiffel Tower.
Plus, everything's cloth these days.
Wait,
as far as luggage goes.
Oh, right, right. And everyone cares about their luggage.
Yeah.
It's lame. Matching luggage? What a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Terrible.
That's why we brought our mixed bag of Samsonite luggage.
Right. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed that they offer that feature when you're ordering your Samsonite.
Yes.
Like mixed-matched.
Mismatched.
Mishmashed.
And then the last track was All the Way Down by Esther Phillips. And I enjoyed it. It fits my island lifestyle. It goes nicely with these Bermuda shorts that I bought and this Hawaiian shirt.
You look really good, Sam.
I think so. I just need one of those Panama Jack hats and I'll be set.
Excellent. You know, I used to think the Panama Jack was a real person.
I did too.
I also think, I used to think Banana Republic was a real country.
I did too. I used to think that Panama Jack, Father Guido Sarducci, and Leon Redbone were the same person.
Oh, yeah. I heard that they possibly are or something.
Yeah, could be, because no one really knows who Leon Redbone is, and I don't think anyone's seen
Speaking of Leon
Panama
Redbone,
Jack in public.
Does he sound like Dr. John, who also sounds like Van Morrison?
Kind of.
The same person? Who did the All commercial?
That was Dr. John.
Okay. And
Leon Redbone did Fresh Step Clorox.
Oh, okay.
Which I'd never smelled so good.
That's weird. Okay, and I think Dr. John did Mr. Belvedere.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then also Blossom.
Yeah.
Don't know about your future. It's anybody's guess.
Whoa.
Wow, connections.
Yes.
Hey, let's go. Let's take this jet ski and go out, take a little trip on the jet ski. You can ride. You can drive. And then I'll
you
ride.
You just hang on.
I'll hang on.
Yeah, that'll work.
And then we can switch, and then I'll drive, and you hang on.
Okay, yeah, you'll drive on the way back. That'll be fun.
We should. That'll be a fun time.
Yeah, that's friendly.
And then we can come back here and have a couple of margaritas, you know.
Yeah, at the
nothing
pool.
Too crazy, but just kind of having some fun and letting loose.
Yeah, we can swim up to the bar in the pool.
Ooh, yes.
That'll be fun.
Love it. It'll be like Revenge of the Nerds Part 2.
Yes.
Only I'm not going to get picked on and beat up this time.
Yes.
So it's great. All right, let's do this.
Yep.
All right, you're listening to the best cuts of music.
Was it true? Thank you.
Hey, listeners. We've had some interesting developments during the music, to say the least.
Yeah.
Robbie and I did decide to, you know, we took the jet skis like we said we were going to. Fantastic, I have to say.
It was a great time. Yeah. I don't regret that part of it.
No, that was all super cool up until now.
The jet ski broke down.
Yeah.
Now we're stranded in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
Well, we're like a mile off the ocean, but it feels like we're stranded in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. I mean, can't really see the beach from here.
Right.
You can see the sharks from here.
They're circling, actually.
Yeah.
And luckily we...
I knew I shouldn't have put that suntan lotion that smelled like gravy all over my feet.
Well, you're doing better than me. I just used blood instead of suntan lotion. I don't know what that was. I don't know why I did that.
Oh, that island guy told you that it would work.
Yeah. He was some sort of voodoo guy.
Yeah.
And actually, he was telling me that he and his friends are having some party over across the other part of the beach. He fed this concoction to his boss, who had recently died, and it turned him into a kind of like a zombie state where he seems alive, but he's not.
Yeah.
And they're kind of just exploiting his resources to have this party and move up in the world.
Yeah.
It's like a voodoo concoction of some sort.
Right. Like a serpent in the rainbow.
Right, exactly.
Situation.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, I don't think we'll be able to make it to the party tonight.
No, I don't think so. Unless we can get rescued at some point.
Well, that'd be great. I did get this, our beacon that they gave us at the rental place. I set that off, so hopefully, you know, before too long, helicopter will come rescue us. Wow, this is the second time we've been rescued by a helicopter.
I know.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Well, it will be. I don't want to, like, die of scurvy out here.
Oh, man. I heard that you can do that out on the beach, out on the ocean.
Yeah, plus I'm a little dehydrated from all of those fruity drinks that we were having.
Oh, man, yeah. My head is killing me.
It's like, I'm stuck out here. My arms are getting tired holding on to your... Look, this giant inflatable alligator that you brought.
I'm glad that we brought it. It was
smart thinking.
I've had it forever.
I thought it was stupid to bring it along.
Yeah, well, what I should have done was inflate it. I shouldn't have inflated it before we went because it was really hard to hold on to.
Yeah.
When we were driving really fast.
Yeah.
Because I had to hold on to had my arms around you.
It was creating a lot of drag.
Yeah. But I'm glad we have it now.
Yep.
And I think it's working. It's scaring off the sharks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They look at that and they're like, fuck, alligator.
Right. Who would win between an alligator and a shark? Who knows?
Who knows?
World will never know.
No. You can't Google that.
No.
I'm pretty sure I saw that on Shark Week. Well, while we still have breath, let's read off the tracks.
Good idea.
At the top, we had Dopamine by Robag Room aus Rolf Oxen.
Well executed.
Yes, thank you.
It's a great tune.
I'm really good at reading German words.
I'm good at reading English, so it works out with this next one. Poison. You can't run away from yourself. Is in English.
Yeah, that's a different Poison.
Right, not the Poison, but a different the Poison.
Yeah,
and actually,
another band called Poison.
The name of the album is On Our Way to Number One.
Wow.
It's a little sad.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Oh, it hurts to laugh. And then after that was Start Something by Morten Sorensen.
Excellent stuff.
Off of Turk Records.
The show's really shaping up. I hope we make it back to the shore alive so mm-hmm. that we can finish it. That'd be great.
I know.
Oh.
Ow. I just think a jellyfish just stung me.
Oh, great.
God. Now
there's a school of jellyfish coming up.
Holy shit.
This isn't cool.
Oh, my God.
Well.
I wish my mom was here. She would know what to do.
I wish my mom was here. She'd really know what to do.
Sure, if we wanted to die.
And that's not true. That's not true. My mom knows how to do so. My mom could beat up your mom.
Whatever. My mom would clean your mom into a corner with smart ideas and know-how.
Yeah, whatever, man. Let's not go there. This is a rough situation.
Yeah, that's true. That's not bigger. This is not the time for irrational thinking.
This is time. Got to keep my head on straight. How long have we been out here? I'm starting to feel crazy. I think I'm getting seasickness.
Hours.
Yeah, I think it's...
Or
well,
days.
No. Luckily, I bought that waterproof watch at that outlet store on mm-hmm. our way into towards the beach, and I...
Right.
We've only been here 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, it seems like it's been forever.
God, it seems like hours.
I'm starting to go crazy.
I'm getting really pruney.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
That could be bad for your skin.
Bad
for your complexion.
Bad circulation. What was the point of getting this amazing tan?
Gosh, you know, we're going to get burnt out here.
We're going to be burnt to
this
a crisp.
It's dangerous. The sharks.
At least not my feet. Just put that gravy suntan lotion on.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look weird. White feet and red body.
Yeah, and I guess that turns out that was a good idea. Put gravy all over your body.
Well, let's move on with the show.
You're listening to the best cuts of music.
George Bailey, wherever you are, come was never ever one for class. Jack Braffitt, wherever you are, come there just for you. I came up with real fire this year. The memories that fills the mind of those who are left behind. To some of us, it's a kin or a friend, or a great love that was shared to the end. So it is our duty, I mean each and every one, see that their memories live on. Came up with real fire this year.
Your mind is sure that I'll be loving you always. As now can reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Yes, as all that's born is new, do know what I say is true, I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns the stars out in the sky.
Always.
Until the ocean covers every mountain high.
Always.
Until the dogs and birds and parrots live in the sea.
Always.
Until we dream of life and life becomes a dream.
Did he know what a true love asks for nothing? Her acceptance is the way we pay. True forever, another day. Just it's time you to move on since the beginning, and the seasons know exactly when to change. Just as kindness knows no shame, know through all your joy and pain, I'll be loving you always. As today you know I'm living, but tomorrow could make me the best, but that mustn't fear, for I know deep in my mind the love of me I left behind, and I'll be loving you always.
Until the day is night and night becomes a day.
Always.
Until the streams and seas just up and fly away.
Always.
Until the day that is time, day time, day is storm.
Always.
Until the day that is the day that I know more.
Did he know you loved by somebody?
Until the day.
Still in the water. Still stuck.
Still here.
I'm concerned. Every survival story I've read, someone always has to cut off some sort of appendage with a knife.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to eat you.
Does that mean I have to cut off my leg with a pocket knife because we've been out here so long?
Well, something. I'm going to chew it off if we can't figure something out.
Okay.
I'm freaking hungry.
Well, if I can chew yours off.
All right.
Awesome.
All right, okay. I guess that eye for an eye. I get it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We're on tribal rules out here.
It's like Survivor only. But we're just trying to survive.
Yeah, like realistically.
Right.
We haven't put ourselves through any challenges in obstacle courses.
No, luckily not. I don't feel like I have the energy. I'm so exhausted.
Me too. Now I know how they felt.
I feel like I'm going crazy.
I'm losing my mind. Hallucinating.
Really?
I keep seeing shit.
What'd you see?
Well, like right now, I can see like this looks like a helicopter coming towards us. And it's totally not it.
Oh, wait. I can see that and I hear it
no,
too.
No, you can't see that. It's all in my mind.
Well, no. This is mine. This is my hallucination. I can have my
own
hallucinations.
You can't know. Yeah, but you can't hallucinate the same thing as me. That's
I'm not
copying
your. I'm not copying your hallucination.
Mm-hmm. No, I bet yours is great too, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Mine is huge. It's got the big door with a hook that comes out the side, and it says Coast Guard on the side of it. Oh, and in my hallucination, it's coming this way.
Well, it's doing that in mine too, because I thought of it. It's mine.
Well, no.
I can see.
You just said that after I said that, though.
No.
We've been out here 20 minutes. You're hallucinating. This is my hallucination. Give me that. Give me my. It's. Okay, they're pulling the tow line in my hallucination.
Yeah, I see that. It's not real, though.
Give me my alligator back.
You can't have the alligator.
You can use that dead shark for a floaty. I'm going to use. I need my alligator. I grew up with this thing.
Okay, fine, whatever.
Give me that.
You. Alright, fine.
And actually, I was just kidding about the shark. There's no shark.
What? Well,
I was hallucinating.
What? I'm hallucinating. What are you doing?
I'm hallucinating getting on this helicopter on the tow line with my alligator.
That's
with
bizarre. I'm totally seeing that too.
Well, that's probably because I'm suggesting
fucked
that.
Up.
This is excellent. I think I'm hallucinating that I'm getting saved.
That's weird. I don't know what to think anymore.
Well, just hallucinate that I'm leaving.
This is bizarre.
And that hopefully someone will come back for you.
Am I even alive? I feel like I'm in a dream.
I don't know, but I think that you're in my hallucination. I'm getting towed up and you're slowly getting smaller. Hold on.
Look at you. There you go. Holy fuck. This is... I don't even know what's going on anymore. I can't... Robbie's gone. I seem to be in the middle of the ocean by myself. The jet skis sank. I can't do anything with that. I guess I'm going to have to end the show or something. I'm going to eat my hair or something. God, I'm hungry. I don't even know what's going on. Tune in next week. Hopefully I'll be alive. You're listening to the Best Cuts of Music.
Good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.